Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodness from our TED experts in under 5 minutes.
In this week's Climate Quickie, we hear from neuroscientist specializing in polarization, Dr. Chris DeMere. Chris explains the concept of wicked problems and why the climate crisis is exactly that, a wicked problem. They can cause us to sit in our corners expecting solutions from others, feeling like we have no agency to make change ourselves. Let's head over to Chris to tell us more. Enjoy and stay curious.
So you touched on such an enormous amount of very interesting questions here at the heart of the climate change problem. And the first one is that it's not easy to come up with the right answer at this moment. Mm-hmm. And that's because to some degree, it really is the opinion that you attach to certain things, the value that you attach to certain things that make you go to being, to saying, I think we need to have cows on the land, or saying, no, we should all become vegan or vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And so that's going back to sort of like these brain processes that drive us in either direction. But the main reason why it's not important to say this is the right answer is because climate change is what is called a wicked problem, mm-hmm. meaning that it pervades everything. It pervades all of these decisions that we need to be making about food, about transport, about where we live, about how we go on holiday and all of that, about how we supply our energy and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And that wicked problem, because it has so many facets to it, it has so many sides to it, it makes that our brains try to make sense of that by coming to these simple answers.
Yeah.
And so it's almost a cause for driving this fragmentation of opinion. It's a consequence of climate change being that wicked problem.
Right.
Because you're looking at the scale of the problem and you say, oh, I'm just going to focus on this particular thing. And I think that is the right course of action. Now, how do you then deal with that? How do you manage those differences of opinion is the other thing that you asked. So you don't just isolate them and say, you cow people go over there and you non-cow people go over there.
Yeah.
You can work in a way that you say, you know, we know that cars are contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. Uh-huh. We know that we're not growing them in the right way. We're eating too much of them. And we need to change those things. So there are two things that you can do. Uh-huh. You can say all of the current problems that we see in that car production, we can try to get rid of that. And we can try to go to a place where our cows are now better cared for. There's less of them. And that means that we might have to eat less of them, right? And at the same time, you make a space for those people who say, we think that we should all become vegetarian. And individually, where you want to go as a person, you can say, well, I could be trying to be with the vegetarians. Mm-hmm. Or if that doesn't work, I can decide to buy only beef from well-cared for cows on well-cared for land.
Okay.
Even if it's going to be more expensive, I make that decision to eat a little bit less of it. You touched on one of those aspects of wicked problems is that they often lead us to sit in our little corners and to say, no, we should wait for other people to do something first, because in the position where I am, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And those oil barons, we've actually, in conversations that we've had with some of them or with people who work with them, they are sitting in that position. Some of them say, well, we know that climate change is a problem, but we're waiting for consumers to send the signal that we need to change.
Wow.
And others say, we know that climate change is a problem, but we don't feel that we can do much because our investors are looking over our shoulder and want us to maximize our profit. They don't want us to be thinking about climate change too much. Mm. So even those people in that context are going, but what can I do?
Mm.
So businesses are waiting for governments to set regulations. They're also waiting for consumers to tell them what to do.
Right.
Politicians are waiting for citizens to tell them what new regulations to bring in. And citizens are waiting for governments to tell them to take action and to tell them what to do. So we're all sort of just sitting there and waiting and looking, staring at each other and getting really upset for why the idiots on the other side aren't doing what they should be doing.
Thanks for listening to this quickie.
This episode was created by our usual superstar podcast team and supported by TEDx London's headline partner, City. Until next time,
stay curious.